Today is Monday, March 24th, 2008. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. Do prisoners have a constitutional right to good food? I don't know, but there's a story that comes out of Vermont that may make you scratch your head, or at least go out and get a good meal. When shooting suspect Christopher Williams acted up in prison, he was given something called a Nutri-Loaf. And what's Nutri-Loaf? Well, it's a mixture of cubed whole wheat bread, non-dairy cheese, raw carrots, spinach, seedless raisins, beans, vegetable oil, tomato paste, powdered milk, and dehydrated potato flakes. Prison officials call it a complete meal. Inmates say it's so awful they'd rather go hungry. On Monday, the Vermont Supreme Court will hear arguments in a class action suit brought by inmates who say it's not food but punishment, and that anyone subjected to it should get a formal disciplinary process instead of it. Prison officials see Nutri-Loaf as a tool for behavior modification. Nutri-Loaf is a deterrent. Jail should be a deterrent. And jailmates or prisoners being able to file a class action lawsuit is nonsense. When prisoners take away someone's rights, they should be punished. And believe it or not, I know I'm going to get criticized for this, but allowing prisoners the right to sue and bring a class action suit against something like Nutri-Loaf is asinine, it's ridiculous, and I say feed them all the Nutri-Loaf they can eat. I'm Dana Pretzer.